Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Joyce K. Carver Memorial Soldotna Public Library will cease charging library fees as we traditionally know them. The decision was solidified during a Soldotna City Council meeting on Wednesday night. Rachel Nash, City Librarian, explained why Action Memorandum 2020-015 allows libraries to better serve the community.
Over the last couple decades, public libraries in America have really been moving towards going fine-free. It's becoming more and more apparent that they do not serve the purpose that they were originally used for, which is to encourage people to return items on time. Rather, they're actually discouraging people from returning items or from coming back at all because they're afraid of these fines. And they can become a form of social inequity. The people that really need to use library resources who cannot buy their own books, especially parents with young children who need lots and lots of books, they are unable to check out items when they're having to choose between buying food for their families or, you know, paying their library fines. Even though to some of us these fines seem very small, they can add up over time, particularly with children.
She also addressed what happens in the event that an item is damaged.
This actually only applies to overdue fines. So if an item is completely destroyed, we would do our best to work with the patron to get the replacement cost covered. In my time working at the library, we've definitely seen our share. We've even had a few house fires. And in most of those cases, we were able to work with them. And in some cases, we would waive the fees, such as in the case of their entire house burning down. But generally, people are able to figure it out. So just overdue fees.
She said the Soldotna Library is small enough where they don't see a lot of overdue or damaged items at only around 7% compared to the national average of 14%. Library patrons would be charged for items when they are 30 days overdue at full value plus a $5 fee. Those charges, however, would be immediately wiped when the items are returned to help show trust towards the community. Pre-overdue notices are sent out via email 3 days before a book is overdue, and with this new policy, a phone or email reminder would be sent out 3 days after a book is overdue. Patrons have the option to log in online and check the item back out, or they can simply bring it back. At that point, their account is given a clean slate and patrons are free to check out more materials. Action Memorandum 2020-015 was adopted by a unanimous vote. Early and absentee in-person voting is available until Monday, August 17th for the statewide primary election. But with COVID-19, many Alaskans are unsure of where they should go vote. 4 locations are available on the Kenai Peninsula for early and absentee in-person voting. In Soldotna at Peninsula Center Mall. In Kenai at the Kenai City Clerk's Office. In Homer at the Homer City Clerk's Office. And in Seward at the Seward City Clerk's Office. Similar to primary election day on August 18th, voters who wish to cast a ballot early will need to bring one form of identification to the voting location. Voters can also request an online ballot, but must do so by 5 p.m. on Monday. Instructions can be found on the Alaska Division of Elections website. Stay tuned for more top headlines on This Week on the Kenai.